an honor and a privilege to be able to assemble like we are to worship our God. We've got a good number present this morning. It's good to see all these front pews here to my left filled with young people. And that's just so encouraging. Maybe this is a sign that some of those flus and viruses are taking a sort of a leave of absence for a while. But we still have a number of people that are sick, and we need to think about them and encourage them in any way that we can. It's very good to see Yolanda here today. And would you stand up where you are, Yolanda? You're almost in your normal seat. I think that's where she is. So anyhow, Yolanda has been overseas for several months, and she's, I think, on a two-week leave. She's over here for a couple of weeks, going to get to see Brittany play three or four basketball games. I'm just going to go to the basketball games to watch Yolanda watch Brittany. So that's going to be interesting to see. So it's so good to have her with us today. And, of course, we still have Sam Smith and Jamie Fee of our number who are serving overseas. And we want to remember all those who are serving overseas, men and women of our military, but especially those three of our number. We do appreciate so much the good work that they do. Hope you'll come back tonight at 5 o'clock. Be with us. We'd love to see you at that particular time. This morning, I want us to think about this question, and that is there a difference in being a Christian and just wearing the name Christian? Someone said one time, the best vitamin for a Christian is B1. I think there's a lot of truth in that. Just simply be a Christian. Act like a Christian. Live like a Christian. A very thought-provoking statement to me is this. If you happen to be on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence presented to convict you of that? That's what we're thinking about today. That's what we're going to talk about today, wearing the name Christian. Now, I realize today that anybody in the religious world who claims to follow Jesus Christ in any way, regardless of what they might believe, they would call themselves a Christian. But I'm not talking about the broad sense of that term. Today, I'm referring simply to those who are members of the body of Christ. And I think all of us understand today that the name Christian is, in fact, the right name to wear. And yet, I wonder sometimes if we understand the full significance of wearing that name. Do we really comprehend what's involved in wearing the name Christian? I think all of us here would say, yes, I wear the name Christian, but how do we wear that name? Do we wear that name in a way that brings reproach upon the name of Jesus? Or do we wear that name Christian in a way that brings glory and honor to the name of Christ? And so the question that I want to challenge you with today is this. Are we today genuine Christians, or are we just simply wearing the name? Now, there's a great difference between a person being an actual, sincere, dedicated follower of Christ and then just wearing the name Christian and calling oneself by that name. You see, a Christian is much more than a baptized believer, much more than a church member. A true Christian is much more than a weekly worshiper. There's a lot of these, but there's fewer genuine Christians. First of all, what does it mean to wear the name Christian? What's involved in wearing the name Christian? You know, when you think about it, there is great honor attached in wearing the name Christian. When you think about it today, honor or dishonor is attached to almost every name. In the Bible, a name of dishonor would be Samaritan. Or you think about the name Nazarene. Remember, the question is asked in the New Testament, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? What about the name Jezebel? I don't think that name has made the book, the most popular names to name your baby. That's not a name that you hear today. Now, maybe you could call your baby Jez for short. You might get away with that just a little bit. But, you know, Jezebel is not one of those names that we attach honor to. Because somebody several centuries ago that we read about in the Bible ruined the reputation of Jezebel. And, of course, there are names of honor in the Bible as well as dishonor. You think about Abraham, you think about Moses, or you think about Elijah. And of course, there are names of honor and dishonor today as well. When you think about Benedict Arnold, you automatically think about somebody who's a traitor. Or when you think about the name O.J. Simpson, something immediately pops into your mind. I think Michael Vick is an outstanding quarterback. I've enjoyed watching him come back this year and do well, and I hope he continues to do well. But sadly, when I think of that name, that's not the first thing that pops into my mind. What about Usama bin Laden? Immediately, you think about the infamous terrorist. Somebody whom, if you could capture, you could make yourself about $50 million. On the other hand, when you think about Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, you think about somebody like Martin Luther King Jr., you think about the term father, you think about the term mother. Those are names that we attach with great honor and respect. We have honor for those particular names, but we need to understand today that the name Christian is no doubt the greatest name that one could ever wear. In fact, there's no way to describe the greatness and what a privilege it is to wear the name Christian. In Acts 4 and verse 12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men by which we might be saved. And so the name Christian, the name of Jesus Christ, that's the only name that can bring salvation. Philippians 2 and verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You see, all this takes place because of the name of Jesus Christ, because there's no other name that has the honor and the respect and the authority that the Son of God has. Sometimes we sing that beautiful song, Precious Name. Oh, how sweet. And when you think about wearing the name Christian, you know, that name Christian was a name that those people back in the first century were very thankful. They were very proud to wear the name of Christ. You know, Peter said, if any man suffer as a Christian, 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, and those early Christians were proud to wear that name. And they glorified, they magnified the name of Christ, even though it meant they lost their job, even though it meant disgrace, even though it meant intense persecution. In spite of the adversity, those first century Christians were very proud to wear that name. But as we think about wearing the name Christian, may I suggest that there are great rewards that also come with wearing that name. Of course, there are material blessings that we have as a result of wearing the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And this promise of material blessings applies to those who are in the Lord's kingdom, to those who are wearing his name. But more importantly than these material blessings, think about the reward that we have of the tremendous spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We have redemption through his blood, Ephesians 1 and verse 7. Philippians 4 and verse 6 tells Christians to let your requests be made known to God. Have you ever really thought about what a privilege and an honor it is to be able to bow your head in any situation? Maybe you've got someone in your family who's sick. Maybe you're discouraged about a certain situation in life. Maybe there's something in your life, some problem that's really gotten you down. What a privilege it is to be able to bow our head and to call upon God as our Father, knowing that he will strengthen us, that he will help us, and that he will uphold us. What a great blessing that is. We find that salvation is also in Christ. What a great blessing that is. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. And these spiritual blessings are found in Christ. And that's just part of the wonderful rewards of being a Christian. And doesn't wearing the name Christian involve the blessings of heaven? The blessing of one day living forever with God. Now, in John 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, "If you do not believe in me, you will die in your sins." And yet Jesus said in John 14 verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What a blessing it is to live every day with that promise in our future. And so heaven's a prepared place for a prepared people. And as we think about wearing the name Christian, I believe there's great responsibility that's attached in wearing that name. You know, it's not enough for you and me to say, you know, yes, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. We've got to come to realize that there are great responsibilities attached to that name. You might think about it this way this morning. When we've been privileged to wear a name of great honor, a name that brings such tremendous blessings, a name that has such great rewards attached to it, I think it's obvious that there's tremendous responsibilities that go with wearing that name. How many of us here today are proud to be an American? You know, when Lee Greenwood sings that song, or when we hear that song, our hearts are filled with patriotism, aren't we? You know, when we hear those stories about our men and women overseas doing great things, our hearts are filled with warmth and patriotism. One of the things I really love about going to the football games, and as I do, and I've always said it's worth the price of the ticket before the game ever kicks off, but I love the national anthem. To see 100,000 people to stand up and to be quiet, to put their hand over their heart as that national anthem is played. You know, we pride ourselves in being Americans, in being patriotic. But to wear the name of an American, does that not imply that we would respect our Constitution? That we would believe in democracy, that we would be patriotic, that we would be loyal to as citizens, that we would always display good traits of citizenship? You see, all these things are involved and implied in wearing the name American. But think with me for just a few minutes about wearing the name Christian. Does not wearing that name also imply responsibility? You know, that just simply means, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, that I'm always going to be willing to learn what I need to be and what I ought to be. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm always going to strive to imitate my Savior in all things. I'm going to be like Jesus in what I say and how I behave and everything that I do. As a child of God, am I not going to be obedient to my Father in heaven? As a servant of Jesus Christ, I'm always going to be loyal and true to Him. All these things are involved in wearing the name Christian. We'll do what God says. We'll follow the dictates of His will that we find in His Word. You know, the name Christian implies a life of duty. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, "Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." In Luke 17 and verse 10, the Bible says, "When we've done everything that has been commanded of us." In other words, when we do everything that Jesus wants us to do, what's our attitude to be? Well, we are to say, "I'm still an unprofitable servant. I'm still unworthy, even though I've tried to do everything that God has commanded me to do. I've only done that which was my duty to do." And we as Christians have a duty to wear the name Christian. Now, so far this morning, we've talked about the meaning of wearing the name Christian. We've emphasized a few ideas regarding some implications of being called after the name of Jesus Christ. But I want to suggest to you in the next place that there's a difference in being a Christian and just simply wearing the name. Now, the term Christian simply means a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, there are those who are unfaithful followers of Christ. There are those today who are lukewarm followers of Christ. And yet, if an individual's been baptized into Christ, that individual is always going to be a Christian. Now, he may be an erring Christian. He may become an unfaithful child of God, but that individual is still a Christian. And so technically, a Christian involves being a follower of Jesus Christ, a baptized believer, whether one is faithful or not. But in the strictest sense of the term, as we're using it today, the term Christian means that we're striving to live according to the New Testament. Now, the Bible does speak of different kinds of Christians. For example, in Romans chapter 15 in verse 1, the Bible talks about strong Christians and weak Christians. In 1 Corinthians 3 in verse 1, we can read about spiritually minded Christians as opposed to those who are carnally minded. In Revelation 3 in verse 15, the Bible speaks of those who are hot and those who are cold. In Ephesians 4 and verse 14, the Bible talks about those who are stable and then those who are unstable, those that are tossed about by every wind of doctrine. They can just be led astray so easily because they're not really grounded in the truth of God's Word. Now, when you think about it, those who are stable, those who are unstable, those who are tossed about by every wind of doctrine, they wear the name Christian in a way that might bring reproach on Jesus Christ. On the other hand, those who are stable, those who are strong, those who are active, they wear the name Christian well. Now, one can wear the name Christian in a way that brings glory and honor to God and to His Son, Jesus Christ. One can wear the name Christian in a way that would bring shame and disgrace upon the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how can I determine, as I examine my life and as I look at my life and as you look at your life, how can I determine whether or not I'm a true Christian or just simply wearing the name? Well, one might ask themselves this question, you know, why did I become a Christian to begin with? Did I become a Christian just to please somebody else? Did I become a Christian to maybe please my parents or, you know, because my friends at church had obeyed the gospel? Or did I become a Christian because I realized that I was lost and I needed the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ? Or what about my talents and my abilities? Am I using my talents and my abilities to try to build up the Lord's kingdom? Am I giving my time and my efforts to try to make the Lord's church here the very best that it can be? Now, if I am, I'm a true Christian. But if I rationalize, if I make excuses as to why I just can't be involved in the Lord's work, then maybe I need to ask myself as to whether or not I may just be wearing His name. Have you separated yourself from this world when it comes to your recreation? When it comes to the language that you use, the way that you dress, how you separate yourself from this world? Are you different from the world in the way that you live and talk? Now, if people that are in the church today can do that, then they're a Christian. They're a follower of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, "We're in the world, but we're not of the world." I know our young people today have a very difficult time being different from the world. The pressures are immense. I don't envy the situation that our youth are in today one bit. I think it's one of the most difficult times that humankind has ever seen to be faithful to God. The pressure to conform, the pressure to fit in and to be like the world is so very, very strong. And it's a challenge to do what's right and to stand for what's right on a daily basis. On the other hand, and if there's no difference in the way we dress, if there's no difference in the way we talk and the way we act and the way we conduct ourselves, I ask you, are we not just wearing the name? You know, if one who is outside of Christ cannot look at the life of a Christian and see a difference in his attitude, see a difference in the way he lives and behaves himself, I ask you, where's the motivation for that individual to ever become a child of God if he can't see the difference? Or what about the Lord's church today? Do we really love the Lord's church with all of our heart? Because Jesus Christ loved the church enough that he gave himself for it. Do we love the church enough that we're going to put that kingdom first in all things? Matthew 6 and verse 33. You know, just suppose that you refuse to come to the Bible class hour at 9 o'clock. Now, most of the time, you make it at 10, but consistently, you just don't come to Bible class. What kind of statement is that making? Are you a Christian, or are you just wearing the name? Or suppose tonight you just choose to stay home, do whatever comes up, do whatever you want to do. And I'm not talking about those who cannot be here, because there are those today that simply cannot make it to every assembly. Their health prevents them from doing so, and they simply, as much as they would like to, cannot be present. I'm not talking about those individuals. I'm talking about those that should be here and could be here, but they simply choose not to come. Are you a Christian? Or are you just wearing the name? It's Wednesday afternoon. You've had a hard day at work. You're tired. You're just worn, slap out. Don't know if you can take another step when you get into the house. I believe I'm just going to stay home tonight. Take it easy, and, you know, I'm not going to go to Bible class. I'm not going to assemble with the saints. I ask you, are you a Christian, or are you just wearing the name? Do you appreciate the truth of the gospel when it's taught? As Paul said, preach the word. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Do you rejoice when the simple and powerful truth of the gospel is proclaimed? Now, if you appreciate firm and positive preaching that always points people to Jesus Christ and yet at the same time points out error and sin in the lives of people, I think that's a sign that we're genuine Christians. But if it be the case that we resent strong preaching, that we resent the kind of preaching that does rebuke, I ask you if we're not just wearing the name. Because you see, in John chapter 6 and verse 66, we read about our Lord that many of his disciples turned their backs on him, and they walked not with him any longer. And the reason those folks turned their back on Jesus is because he had taught some things that were very hard, very strong. And they said, who can hear it? Are you one today that's growing in the Christian graces? Are you growing in grace and in knowledge? Are you trying to add the fruit of the Spirit to your life each and every day? Are you trying to teach and encourage those who are lost? Do you realize that there are people around you every single day that don't have any hope of going to heaven? Are we trying to reach out to them? What about those that are discouraged? Those today that are bearing unbelievable burdens. There are some folks here in this building this morning that are going through some very difficult times. What are we doing today to try to encourage them? Are we looking to help others? Are we looking after their needs even above my own? I ask you today, are we truly Christians, demonstrating by how we live each day that we are a Christian? Or are we wearing the name? Let me close today by saying that there's some ways that we should wear this name of Jesus Christ. I think we ought to wear that name voluntarily. The Lord is not going to compel us to wear His name. We have to wear that name voluntarily. And I think we need to wear that name continually. You know, being a Christian doesn't involve just one day of the week. We can't turn off our Christianity depending on who we're with or what we're doing. We're always on the clock. Now, if you have a job, you may punch that clock, right, to go into work. Can't wait to punch out, right? I'm off the clock. Now I can do what I want to do. Some people approach Christianity with that attitude. But if you're a Christian, you're always on the clock. There's never a time when you can take a break. We are to be a Christian continually. And then let me suggest that we need to wear that name Christian intelligently. We need to realize what's at stake here. I need to understand that I'm to be the salt of the earth, that I'm to be the light of the world. I need to realize that people are looking at me and they're watching me, and I have influence on my children and my neighbors and other family members. People whom I work with look at me and observe my behavior. My friends at school know exactly what I am by what they see me do and what they hear me say. I have influence. What do other people think about when they think about me and how I wear the name Christian? We need to wear that name in an intelligent way. But as I close today, I've got three things I want you to write down. These need to be goals for your life. These goals will help you to be a faithful Christian every single day that you live. These goals will help you to have the kind of discipline that it takes to be a Christian every single day that you live. And if you focus on these three goals, not only will you find it much more easier to be a Christian in life, but every single day you need to wake up with these three goals in mind. Number one, I am going to heaven. I am going to heaven. Nothing is going to keep me from it. Number two, through my influence and through my teaching, I'm going to take as many people to heaven with me as I possibly can. And number three, I am never going to be a stumbling block to somebody else's spiritual growth. Now you stop this morning and think about those three ideas. If you will keep these three goals ever before you, it will help you in the decisions that you make. I think it will help you as you deal with peer pressure. I think it will help you as you go about your everyday activities, thinking about doing what's right in every situation. I want to go to heaven. And through my influence, through my teaching, I want to take as many people with me as I possibly can. And number three, I never want to be a stumbling block to anybody else's spiritual growth. I hope you'll think about these things. Are you a Christian? Or are you just wearing the name? It may be today that we have some here today who are not Christians. you've never obeyed the gospel, you can do so even today. Everything is prepared. If you believe in Jesus Christ with all of your heart and you're willing to repent of your sins, change your life, you can confess Jesus today as being the Son of God. And you can be baptized into Christ. The purpose of that baptism will be to wash away your sins. Acts 22 and verse 16. This morning, the invitation is yours. If you need to come, we give you this opportunity while we stand and sing.